Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.
Welcome to another banging episode of Groove Cartel. You know how we do. We bring you nothing but the best. We've got an outie here from Utanare. Coco SS is you today. Coco SS here, my friend. He's going to give us a dope set. Homie, play to kill. Awe. Thank you.
Yeah. fela ena ye ko fana na wena tsikobana la la solo jena ena ye ko fana na wena.
I can't sleep. is on your mind. Take off all the stress, let me see inside. And all of the times that you've read my mind, reluctant to say you were always right. Be open about what is on your mind.
Everything for you. If you know your breakthrough is on the way, oh, say Get some time. ngokungvulela eyakhe inhliziyo wayenjabalula eyami impilo qhubeka ungithande noma kunjima qhubeka ungithande baby noma kunjima wafika wena washinjango angibuke namhlanje happy angibuke namhlanje happy
Yeah. Another bill But as my day progressed, I sensed something in the air. I feeling deep down in my bones that it wasn't going to end that way. You know, so ordinary. Around 5 p.m., this feeling, it took over me. It became stronger and stronger. And somewhere within those time, I decided I'm gonna go out tonight. I'm gonna have a good time. Treat myself to something special. Something that makes me feel good inside. I'm gonna do something for me tonight. Around 12 midnight, I got in the shower, I put on some clothes, you know, I got real funky, I got real fresh. You know, I put on that new Don Shiki thingamajig I got from my ex. Started out the door, and I got in my car, and I didn't know where I was gonna go, but I knew I was gonna get there soon because that feeling got stronger and stronger and stronger. I turned on the radio and when I heard these jams and the bongos and the congos playing, you know?
DSI right.
Tanda Zela,
Tanda Zela,
Mafethu, you heard that dope, dope, dope set by Konje Mozambique, but Ubani?
Gogosa.
Gogosa. By Coco SA. Bro, welcome, man.
Yeah, I know. I it's nice to be here. Mother Nature.
Siyabonga.
And I did say we are at Mapuma Malanga.
Mapuma Malanga. Yes. Says the oak from Eitanach. Hey, van Eitanach off. How's it, my brother?
I'm good, my man. How are you?
Ah, chill, dude. What a set.
Yeah, ish. I'm playing with emotions.
And I'm often almost ninja.
Why?
Agaz, when I tell you.
There's quite a few songs that I didn't play because hey, you guys not supposed to know everything. Eh? Yeah, I don't know everything. Play like album, yes, most of the songs are gonna be in the album. Other ones I can't release, unfortunately. But
yeah.
We are rocking.
We are, no, indeed.
Yeah, no, we are rocking.
Beautiful set. You speak about an album.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Hey, dog, you know, people are harassing me every day.
Sure.
As Omunyati, music.
William was saying that off camera.
Like, why?
William was saying the exact same thing with the
music. I'm like, dude, what did I do?
I'm working.
I need to deliver, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm. So, but I know I'm almost done.
Is it?
Almost done.
What can we expect?
What you were listening to.
Mm. Is there any particular direction that you think this, what's coming, is different from what you've delivered before?
If the wind blows this way, we are going.
Ah, that's so honest, bro.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, damn, going. Bro.
I don't know where it's going. It's going to go. You know, I never know. Every time I open my laptop, I never know what's going to come out.
Sure.
But it comes out. So.
Yeah.
That's for me. I don't know for other producers, but me, I go where the wind goes.
Nah?
Yeah.
The wind is blowing in the tone of Coco SA at the moment.
It must continue blowing like that.
You've worked with some amazing, amazing people.
Yeah, yeah.
Making amazing music. Consistent.
Yeah.
Amazing music at that. Let's take it back to Eitanach, my bro. When it all started.
Ah, true. Yeah.
Let's take it back there.
Me, do you know I was forced to actually produce by a friend of mine?
What do you mean?
He forced me to do it. I didn't want to produce. I just wanted to be a DJ and collect music. Imagine the frustration.
That
guy forced me to. Like, he's like, I'm installing FL and you're going to learn it.
Sure.
Today he's asking, hey, dog, how you do this thing? Do you understand?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Today, that's the situation. But it's been a long journey, dog.
Sure.
I don't want to lie.
Sure.
You know, I didn't even know that I'm even creating my own sound. I was just making music.
And then
I realized, actually, I'm the only one doing this thing alone, you know. But back home, man, they are slow, I can say that.
Sure.
In terms of music-wise. They follow trends.
Okay.
Everyone wants to be a hit maker or a hit DJ. You understand? But I'm hoping they'll catch up someday.
Sure.
Someday they'll catch up.
Sure.
But
it is what it is.
Moving to Gauteng was the best move I've ever done for myself.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's how we end up hearing about you.
Yeah.
And having you on such a platform to give us what is amazing music. What's the difference between DJ Mvume and Coco SA?
I was a DJ.
Was a DJ only.
Only.
Sure.
I was just being a DJ. I was like, I don't want the DJ in front of my name. I just want to be my name.
Ah, okay. I know. I completely get
it. Yes. Yeah. So then I realized when you're producing, you need to have a stage name. You know? Mm. So Coco SA came about. But those people who didn't know. So I was baby stepping them, say, Mvume, Coco SA. Mvume is Coco SA.
Oh, Mvume is Coco SA.
Yes, okay. I'm trying to show you. But I never changed the names. Stayed like that for the longest time.
Yeah.
So, Mvume is my actual name. Sure. Coco SA is my surname.
Your,
slash,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you call, stage name.
Stage name.
Yeah.
When you decide to then become Coco SA, what, looking back, because obviously there's a gift of hindsight.
Yeah, yeah.
What could you say between being DJ Mvume and being Coco SA? If I was your homie that forced you how to produce, what would he potentially say about the two periods in your life? Because Mvume and Aitanaha.
Yes.
Coco SA.
To the world.
To the world.
Yes.
Those two.
The other one influenced the other one.
Okay.
Because being a DJ is art, you know. You need to know. You can't be playing a hype song and then playing a low song.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah, yeah. So you need to understand that first. Mm. So Mvume taught himself that, and then into the music, when you're creating now, you know. Okay. Do you understand?
100%.
Yes.
No, I get it. I get it.
That is why I can play 100% production. That's what I do, actually. I hardly ever play someone else's song. I'll play it in my car.
Okay.
But I'm promoting myself, dog, you know? Yeah, so every song that you'll find me playing at a gig, at a show like this, you know, at any other time, you'll find me playing Coco SA. Mm. I'm my biggest fan, by the way. So, that's anyone cool. else who says he's my biggest fan, you are coming behind me.
Me first.
Yeah, me first.
100%. The game for you, nah? When does it actually land? Ukuthi yazini? Seng bang fostile ukuthi produce. But now I'm coming into my own. Is there a particular track, a particular period where you're playing at some gig or a response to a track where you're like, actually, I could actually mess with this?
I never thought.
Is it?
Sure, that song,
sure. Yeah.
That song, it actually sounds new every time I play it.
Oh, wow. It still does that to you.
Sounds. And I ask myself, hey, dog, what were you smoking?
Were you smoking?
No, I don't smoke, by the way. I don't smoke. I'm not a fan of
no,
half and pass.
No, Yavuz.
So, but that song, that's when I realized, and colored people.
Yeah.
So they're my people, those ones. I don't care what you guys say.
My massacre.
Yeah, massacre.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, no, I played at a gig this other time. They gave me a 2-hour set and I was like, yo.
Two hours?
Why are you making me play 2 hours?
Sure.
And then I played I Never Thought in the Middle. I was like, why didn't I play this song the last one? Because everyone was, I never thought. There's a colored guy who came and was like, hear the people, and I was like, what?
Joe? Really?
Okay. I still have the videos. I have every video of that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, but that song, game changer. For the fact that it even went to the awards and won that award.
Yeah, you know? Big up on that, bro.
Thank my bro.
Big up on that, man.
That song, I'll always hold on to it.
Yeah.
Forever and ever, I mean.
For sure.
Yeah. But the other songs are too. You can hear for yourself.
Sure. As umuntu ohamba ngomoya. We're music. Your creative process.
Yeah.
What is that? Is there a particular thing where like I've made a beat, let me holler at Russell?
At all.
What does your creative process actually look like? Because you're so chill about it.
You sometimes wish to work with certain people. There's a lot in the industry where before maybe you texted and then they were like, no, my management is what, or talk to my manager. You know how managers are, no?
Ngalogo is also a photographer.
sharp. Now, all of a sudden, everyone wants to work with you now because they see where you're going. So for me, I'll work and I'll wish to work with someone and somehow it comes through.
Out of curiosity, the Sizospana Nawe, my management has said to then managers coming to you. Is that disrespect? What, you know, is it?
I feel
prove
like
yourself before you approach me. What is that in your opinion? So
people don't understand the game. The game has changed now.
Sure.
You don't have to have a middleman anymore. You don't have to. So you have to, like, for example, to be honest, now, if you come to me direct and say, sure, hey, Coco, this is what I want, and I know you're an artist or I know you're busy with something, it's better than someone saying, hey, Joe, can you please talk to Coco for me?
Ah.
We do the game. Yeah. The game has changed. We do favors for each other. I give you a song, you give me a song. Maybe we work on a song. We decide, hey, Joe, you're working on your album. Sharp, take that song on your album. Nah. Or I'm working on an album and then I'm like, hey, Joe, I don't have a vocalist. I know, man. Urasel is coming tomorrow. Come through. And sure, then we'll see what we do.
Sure.
That's how it works now. You don't have to have appointments and say, hey, Joe. Like, for example, someone can call me now and say, hey, Joe, I have a vocalist here and she's dope. We are coming. That's how it works now.
And that's that on that.
Middlemen say, can men Joe, hey, man.
And you know why I asked that? Because even when it comes to scheduling artists for our show,
yeah,
it comes tricky because there's an imbalance between management and artists themselves, and it's like what we all want this person to thrive.
Yeah,
want Groove Cartel to thrive, we want the artist to thrive.
Yeah.
But there's a break in communication here, so I get what you mean from
that
perspective.
Because honestly, some managers they want to benefit a lot, so they might mess up deals for you.
Ne ride a food.
When the way rider,
yeah,
hey, the way rider, hey.
It's strange, no?
Hey, Joe. What can I have there? What's about right? What
can
I have
there? All we can offer, though.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, rider. The end of the day. You're not a rider, it's a problem.
It's a very strange dynamic. And just to continue on the thread, Leo Guti, whatever happened to the artistry? The making of the music?
Pella, this thing, Bati, it's a hospitality rider, which means I'm going to give you something while you're here.
Yeah.
And then if I don't have what you want, I can offer you something else.
Sure.
Boy, now they take it as if this rider thing is something that you need to take and go home.
Ah,
I understand. Yeah. People want to see bottles and GA.
Yeah.
Ah, so just come. They paid you, so just play. Drink water if you have to. Why?
Nah.
Yeah, so that's for me, honestly.
Because I think, Mina, also it's created a disconnect, especially when you're playing in Makasi. Last year, I was a good time. It's gravel road here. Nobody has the bottle that you want. They paid you your fee.
So
why do you? Why would you insist on that? And for me, it's just a thing. We would say, what if the promoter then says, "I,
a lot of owners say that to a lot of
it's
people.
It's starting to happen. Actually.
A lot of owners are like, "Eto, I paid you. If you don't want," because they start to defend things, like they say, if I don't get my ride, I'm not playing.
But the money is in your account.
Dala pela. Yeah. Come on. Most of the people pay the week, maybe the Monday.
Yeah.
The gig is on a Saturday.
Sure.
They paid.
Sure.
The only thing you need to come here. Even when now you don't even know in the by accommodation, Joe.
Sure.
People bang in a passing, pay by 6-7 and expect separate rooms. Six people booked one person.
Yeah.
Imagine if there's flights involved. Mm. You understand? So
you lose your commercial viability, even for us as promoters on our end.
Yes. If artists can start to be reasonable when it comes to that, you know, via with someone, it maximum to via with two people, maximum.
Sure.
We don't follow these people when they are going to their 9 to 5. Because this is our job as well, Joe.
Oh, yes.
I don't say, except Joe, spend our time today. I know, sharp. Why now?
Sure.
Why now, you spy?
Oh, yes. So, I get it.
For me, Joe, let me, I'm working with people. Labanting why now? Sometimes those are shake, sometimes why you
are.
Sure. Maybe there's a flight, whoopee. When you check flights, sis pay. Oh, no, you fly to 1,000. Mm. Manje, you return here to song at 12,000. One kilo 12,000 mean.
Mm.
Do you understand? If you have 12,000 to spend, give it to me. Then you a new one up.
So 100%.
Honestly, people are gonna continue booking you if you are reasonable. If you are being you, I know, but that's about right, man. Yes.
Let's call my man manager. I'm gonna go my ride.
I ride and accommodation.
5-star accommodation.
But not less than 3 stars. The time I'm better, I could join. Ah, well, love it. Guys, let's get a little interview.
Let's talk about your future prospects, bro. This is coming up. Sounds extremely exciting.
Yeah.
Musically, very diverse. So when it does come out, what's then the next step? Have you thought that far?
No, we are working. I'm also part of Ipiga Rasel. We are also planning to take out something on Christmas Day.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, something different. Okay. Yeah. A lot of people don't release that time.
Yeah.
They're just on the road. So working something for Christmas, and then there's our next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, there was a time where you were not on any digital platform musically.
Hey, but I was famous. How?
And that is actually so interesting. What was the decision firstly to be like,
there was offers, coming in, but nita ato. I'm working with Marawe and I want to tell my man.
Oh, that simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because I knew money in the music, in the sense of I could make an EP of 4 tracks and sell that thing at 200. On a Friday, you can have 6,000.
Okay.
If you take it out, direct purchase.
Okay.
People are saying, yeah, Acho, give me that song. 200. Those.
Sure.
So you make 10,000 within 2 days. Ah, come on, Tom.
Why would I allow you to rob?
Yeah. So me, I got famous by mixtapes and selling music direct.
Sure.
And then when the right offer came,
okay.
Then I was like, okay, sharp. Now we can release.
I think that's an amazing decision that you made at that particular time, because even from a negotiation perspective, it's like, but I am Coco SA.
Yeah, you can't. You're
not making me
at
this stage of the conversation.
We can't be crying the same cry song as artists say, Mang Rupile. Kanja, people are always crying, Mang Rupile. Why didn't you negotiate? Why don't you read your contracts?
And Akbulale, just to do those two things.
Ato.
Ugus Kulmel, in essence.
Yes. It goes back to the same thing, my manage. What the hell? We're gonna travel and what? But in the long run, who's gonna cry?
And you know, Mokul Malanje, I share the same outlook as you, because there's a lot of people who get called gatekeepers, and I'm like, bro, you can't expect to work with like the king of a particular genre or whatever. They're gonna put you on just because you are who you are. How?
Yeah.
No. Do you know what I mean? No. So I'm very glad you were able to actually articulate it like that.
Yeah.
Because it gives context.
Me, I still don't. I don't believe in gatekeeping.
It's not a real thing.
It could be.
Yeah. I find it difficult to believe me on my end.
But if people love you, they'll book you. they'll always say right. Coco SA.
Yeah. You know? So that's why I'm always conflicted when it comes to so that part of the
even if it's in Northwest in a place in Jeyungayaz, I went to this other place, but they say Atamelang. I was like, is there a place they call Atamelang?
Come when close.
Hey, so that's when I could see
sure.
You can see the whole cast.
Sure.
But when people love you, Joe, they love you.
And they knew you. Yes. Koko SA, yes.
There was no music digital. Yeah. There was only videos on my social media.
Yeah, and that was that on that.
So people are hyping each other. So if people love you,
it's that simple.
Yeah, Joe. But yeah, maybe in a perspective of Imali.
Sure.
Maybe they can do gatekeeping there. But it's invalid. They'll not tell you the information how to get money.
Ah, okay.
Pela, everyone is traveling. But honestly, Imali akona ends at the road. You need to pay people. You need to...
I need to have a ride. Yeah. This.
You need to buy food. You need to, you know, petrol. For people who don't have cars, they need to hire cars. And then the money that you let's say 20,000, now you're left with Boma Malin 6,000. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So you are doing that all over. When are you going to buy a house, though?
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So maybe the gatekeeping is that side.
Oh, deep, yo.
It's not deep, it's reality.
It is, no?
People don't see it.
Do you think some want to? Because I mean, others maybe because of the prestige of which Spana no Koko SA.
Hey, but
there's no rider, and that's enough.
Imagine this, people are talking about you this year. Next year, they forgot.
And that is true.
They forget, and then you're like, hey, Joe, how do I go back? You can't go back. So you need to stay relevant, Joe.
And work. Do the work of the work.
Must work. Bega, we drove all the way to Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga, boy. Bro, your social media camera is that one over there. Please share your social media handles, and that's just really for its own sake. Because at this stage, you're going to Koko SA.
Joe, you must never do that. Must never have, hey, me, I'm what? Yeah, but yeah, no, you need
but
to grow. Sometimes you need to have that big head, but not always.
No, but you are.
No, I know.
Yeah, well, exactly. So you prove my point.
No, that's the big head coming in, Pel. Yeah, I know. I know, my friend, too. Social media. I'm active on Facebook and Instagram. Only. I don't do Twitter. Twitter toxic.
It's bad.
Yeah. On Instagram, it's off. Oh, TikTok. Yeah.
TikTok. What do you do on TikTok?
I post content.
Well, I mean, of course, but like...
I promote songs. I post...
Sure.
Yeah, basically, yeah, it's a span.
Sure.
You'll never find me dancing there. I can't even dance. This is all I do.
You
got
to know.
Next. So, both TikTok and Instagram, it's official_KokoSA. And then, same YouTube, same thing.
Yeah.
Facebook, it's MvumeKokoSA.
Oh, Mvume. So, Mvume.
Yeah,
okay.
they're not even allowing me to change my name.
That's weird.
I'm trying to change it. They're like,
on your own account.
Stay like this.
That's weird. Yeah.
Must follow, man. Book us.
No, they must do the right thing.
Is very easy. It's water.
And Amstel.
Yes.
Jeez.
Make sure there's 18 Amstels.
Sure.
That I'm going to bring for my ankle.
Sure. Out in 8
hours. Yeah, no, thank you, Mofetu.
No, thank you so much for coming through.
Hola.
Absolute pleasure chatting with you.
So enjoy.
Absolute pleasure getting a preview of what's to come.
Manga squatel, we are just talking. It's a conversation.
Asnandaba.
Suka. Gatekeepers. What about you?
Perfecto. I am still Ashfubed. We are still Grief Cartel. Better is brewing. Check in the next one. We're signing out. Awe.
Bro.
Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.